Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Crime, Lime, and Vodka. We're a newly established podcast, which is made up of a bartender and a hairdresser who likes to unwind with a cocktail and a crime case. We'll contain violent descriptions and streams of details following the murder cases. Here's to make a difference in the only way that we know how. Thanks for tuning in to Crime, Lime, and Vodka. Welcome back to Crime, Lime, and Vodka. It's Tracy.
And I'm Amber.
And we're going to have something a little bit different than our regular Crime, Lime, and Vodka because I'm drinking Michelob Ultra.
Good old Gatorade Zero.
Because she's not an alcoholic like I am, you know. But today, Amber's going to be doing a case. Who are you doing it on?
Today, we're going to be talking about Casey Anthony.
Oh, it's about to be a good one.
She's not my favorite person. And I honestly don't even know why I picked this case, other than the case itself is like so unbelievably
ridiculous.
Like, there is so much stuff.
It's crazy to the fact that, okay, so
People are missing it. Yeah, like
I've been listening to Lori Vallow's case right now. Like, I've been keeping up to date with it, and it's one of those. Like, she's a terrible mom. Everything points to her doing what she does.
Like, all the evidence.
And they're like,
no, okay, it's fine.
We'll post you a bail.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Cindy and George. Anthony.
We'll
oh, my God.
We'll post you a bail.
Listen.
Cindy is crazy.
Yeah. The I was like, at first I was like, man, I really feel bad for her parents. Not because she's like a fucking lying, manipulating psychopath, but because I don't know, I just felt bad for him. And then, like, when I started doing more research, I was like, whoa, poor George, dude. Like, I would have divorced.
Well, they were good
Cindy
grandparents to Kaylee, as far as I know. Like, I didn't go as deep as you did, but like, what I've seen in documentaries,
yeah, they were great grandparents. But unfortunately, like, Cindy was just like wild, and like, her and Casey had a really shit relationship, and she tried to like say, no, we were best friends, but bitch, you was lying, and that's where Casey got it from. You lying ass,
period.
So anyways, from the beginning, Casey Anthony was born March 16, 1986, in Warren, Ohio, by Cindy and George Anthony. She has one brother. At some point, they moved to Orlando, Florida. Don't really know why, but dad was a cop, mom was a nurse. Perfect little normal family.
The kids
got what they wanted. I mean, they let the kids get away with murder. Like, literally getting out myself. Okay, so her, you know, childhood, they said she was very energetic, and she was very imaginative. Like, she made up a lot of things.
Who, Casey?
Yeah. Very creative, which is great. Unfortunately, she chose to use it wrong. And when she got in her teens, she just started lying about everything. Like, Casey, what color socks you wearing? They could be blue. And she's going to be like, they're definitely yellow.
You know, I feel like a lot of that comes from trauma, though. Because, like, also me, I had a really bad problem with lying growing up. And even as an adult, like, yeah, there's times where I'll be like, you know, I didn't get this from here. Somebody gave it to me. But knowing damn well I spent my hard-earned money on it. Why not just be honest about it?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, bae, I ended up buying this for myself. No, somebody gave it to me.
Well, just keep that honest in mind. Keep that in mind that you just said, you know, trauma. That's why some people do it. Listen, I don't know. I lied when I was younger. I think we all kind of do, you know. And there's still points in my adulthood where I'm like, Amber, why the fuck did you even lie about that? That's so childish.
Like, but it's like, so stupid to lie. Just be honest. Yeah. Like, you're grown.
But now I'm like, I lied. Like, that was dumb. I'm sorry, and I gotta like laugh it off because really, I really don't know what I lied. But I wouldn't take it that far. I mean, maybe, but once you like deep down in there's no turning back now.
I mean,
and there's a lot of cases like that where you'll look into people's things that they've done, like stupidity, like Chris Watts, for example, because I see his face on the TV. He started out with a small lie, and then eventually it all escalated. Closed in on him, and he had to be honest. Casey never got to that point.
Yeah, Casey's ball of lies just says keep on. It's tumbling now, girl, in 2021. Is that what we're in? 2021. It's still tumbling.
Did you see that she opened her own
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm going to get to it at the end, too, because I am shook it. So, teen, she's lying a lot, starts to hide little information from her parents, like boyfriends and who her friends are.
Which her parents understand a little bit.
Yeah, kids don't want to tell their parents everything. But just lying about, like, who your friends are and where you're going and stuff. She started that in junior high. Like,
me too.
I don't know. So,
but I never killed my child.
We get into true. Well, no. Listen.
We all have opinions.
We all got opinions.
But you are the dirty one.
So when she was in high school, she skipped school every day and didn't tell her parents and would just, like, go wherever she wanted to go. I don't know. But her parents started to plan a graduation party. Like, a big, lavish, fancy-ass party. Bitch. So, they tell Casey towards the end, hey, we're planning this party. Invite all your friends. We're so proud of you. Great job. And she's like, yeah, totally. I'm going to invite all my friends. Until the day. Girl, she wasn't even dropped out. The parents went up to the school to, like, get something, and then they were like, Casey hasn't been to school in, like, months, and she's definitely not graduating. She, like, let her parents plan this big-ass party, and
they never noticed they didn't have to buy her a cap and gown or something?
No! Okay. Listen.
Because I had to buy my cap and gown to graduate.
Cindy and George, after all the years of your kid already lying to you, and, like, now she's hiding stuff, like, in high school, not just, like, teen hiding stuff, but, like, obviously hiding more, because, baby, let me tell you, I'm keeping track of my kids going to school, okay?
They ain't going to sleep out nowhere.
And second of all, this wasn't even that long ago, so I know them damn schools was calling them, the parents' phone. Hello? Your kid's not there.
Well, I mean, look at now. You can't miss more than, what, like 5 days?
Without your parents going to jail.
Yeah.
So, you can't tell me Cindy or Georgia. No, no. I don't know, but that's what they said. So, that's where a whole lot of shit starts. So, after that, she apparently just drops out. She's like, fuck it. I'm smart and beautiful. I'm gonna quit school, whatever. So, she gets a job at Universal. Because they're living in Florida. She gets a job at Universal. Everything is cool and dope. Then 19 years old. Yeah, 2005. Casey is now 19 years old. And she becomes pregnant. So instead of doing or saying anything, well, she told one friend. She said, I'm pregnant. I'm thinking about giving it up for adoption, though, because I just don't want to take care of a kid. I'm 19 years old. I'm young. I got this bomb-ass job as a event coordinator or something fancy at Universal Studios. But her friend was like, yeah, you got to tell your parents. So Casey waits till she's 7 months old. 7 months old, bitch.
7 months pregnant.
7 months pregnant. So 7 months pregnant because she can't hide it anymore because her stomach is huge. She gotta tell her parents. So she tells her mom.
Wait. So this girl hid her ultrasounds, her doctor's appointments. Yep. The eventual... I mean, if she would have told them early on, they'd probably be like, okay, we can go ahead and have the baby up for adoption.
Yep.
Or have an abortion early on. I mean, some people aren't for that. But clearly, Casey didn't need a baby.
And she didn't want one. Later, and second of all, that's not grandparents' decision. I don't care who gets mad at
well,
it.
Well, I totally understand. But, like, also, the baby ends up dying anyway later on in life.
Yeah.
You should have just saved her fucking heartache.
Well.
It's heartbreaking.
Anyway, she tells Cindy.
Freddie.
Bro.
Amber's cat is just having a ball of fun with my hand.
Just going hand down here.
The life of cat moms.
So she didn't tell him for 7 months. So she tells her mom first, and her mom was like excited.
Which I can understand.
Yeah, she was like, I'm a grandma. Like, you're 19. You're going to be a great mother. Because Casey used to babysit neighborhood kids, you know. She was great with the kids.
I think once your kid is, like, above age, you're like, okay, she beat practically teen pregnancy. We have a chance for you to have a good life.
Yeah, like, let's just be happy. Like, obviously, high school wasn't working, but I'm happy I'm a grandma. Yay! So Casey's like, Mom, I want to give the kid up for adoption. I really don't want this kid. Like, I'm super glad you're excited about it and not mad at me for hiding it for 7 months, but I don't want it. Mom says, absolutely not. Heck no. Heck no, Casey.
You see,
you decided to get pregnant. You got to raise the baby. Plus, me and your dad's going to be here helping you. So, Casey was pretty much forced to just have the kid because, of course, Cindy and George were those parents who gave her everything. The car, the money. What was she going to have?
I feel like my family would have been like that. Like, if I ended up pregnant.
That would have made you take care of it.
100%. And thinking about the outcome of Kaylee's life, her life would have been so much better if she was given up for adoption. Like, people don't think of, like, the future of it.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing the result of what happened, having Casey have to have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
I know.
It could have saved so much heartache, and she could have had a life of love, you know?
Yeah. I know, it's frustrating.
I hate her.
So, for some reason, when the parents find out, they're just excited, you know, they don't really care about who the father is. We still, to this day, don't know who the baby daddy is.
He never came forward?
No, well, he don't know, because she ain't ever told. She a fucking liar. She said that he died in a wreck one time to her mom, and then another time she said it was just some random guy, and then another time she said it was her fiance at the time, and he got a paternity test, and... He was not the father.
Okay,
you are
not the father.
So, Casey has just been a fucking shit show already in the beginning. But, anyways, August 9th, 2005, she has her baby. And Kaylee's cute, man. She's a cute little kid.
Oh my god,
she came out cute. I usually think babies look real fucking dumb when they come out the twat. Like, ugh. Like, coney and ugly and, like, veiny.
Swollen, red.
And they all look like grandparents. You know, like, they
the
all
nose
look
and the ears.
Old.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? But she was born cute. She was cute.
She was so cute
all the way up into the end. So, oh, yeah. And the parents was like, at 7 months, they just found out. They're like, let's not tell your brother. Like, for whatever reason. I'm telling you, Casey... Get this lying shit from her
was
parents.
Was it an older brother or a younger brother?
Fuck off. Oh, he's a few years older. So.
Why would they hide that from
a grown man? I don't know. I'm like, what sense does that make? Because, and nothing that I looked up, like, was he angry or, like, mean? Like, there's not a whole lot of information about him right now, honestly. Which is probably good for him.
Being a big brother, he'd be pissed and probably beat the hell out of the boyfriend.
Maybe.
But at the same time, he could be, like, an extra hands-on.
Yeah. He seems pretty chill during the whole thing. Like, he wasn't really trying to fuck with his sister.
He probably got from George.
Yeah. Because poor George. Ooh, he's been through it. So, she has this baby. The parents, of course, Cindy and George, taking care of the kid 24/7. I mean, Casey wasn't ready to be a parent, and they've made her have the baby. She wanted to go out and go party, so
she was still
doing her own thing. So she said that this guy that she was working with at Universal has a kid, and his ex-girlfriend was the babysitter for his kid, and he would also pay for that babysitter, for his ex-girlfriend, to not only watch his kid, but for Casey's kid, too, while she was working.
That's dumb, because you know how much child care is?
Yeah! Who? Okay. Okay.
I hear people at work.
Whose work, buddy, is gonna pay for child care?
Unless you get
and
them
plus theirs.
Right.
Okay, but that's a different story if y'all are dating. that's a different story. But nowhere it says they was dating, they was like trying to hook up. And he, no, he's just a friend and he offered to pay for his ex-girlfriend to watch my kid and his kid. Like, people don't do that, girl. Child care expensive, okay?
What?
And that's your ex-girlfriend watching your kid? Doubt it. Anyways,
I know this girl, no freebies.
This girl's name was Zenaida Fernandez.
I remember hearing about her.
Yeah, Zenaida Fernandez. There's a another last name. Gonzalez, that's what it is. So, her nickname was Zanny. That's what she called her. Zanny. So, Zanny always got the kills. Zanny's always got the kids. So, anytime she would go to her boyfriend's, hey, where's Kaylee? Oh, she's with Zanny.
This is the whole time of Kaylee's life?
Yeah, almost the whole entire time. Almost the whole entire time. Like, on and off, on and off. And then, so, her parents actually never met this girl. Never seen her. Never heard her on the phone. They never
picked her up.
Picked her up, like, never, none of that. Casey was always, like, home, pretty much. You know, she only spent, like, a night or two away here and there, but always came back with Kaylee. And so, they right. never really questioned it. And whenever she went to work, she would just say, like, if they had plans or something, you know, she would just say, oh, I'm gonna go drop her off to Zanny. They didn't question it. It was like, I trust my daughter. I mean, Kaylee keeps coming back, and it's normal.
Yeah, like something's adding up
for yeah them. Yeah, so they didn't really question. I'm nosy, so first of all, I would have Facebook stalked the fuck out somebody.
Your
but
godson, you're like, yeah, oh, nosy. He's with so and so or mm-hmm.
who. So I don't know how you would not know, but in the parents, you know, they trusted
they took her word.
Yeah, they took her word for it. That's wild. But just so you know, what you call Zanny?
What you mean?
Xanax. That's the street name for Xanax. Okay, listen. It's not too far-fetched. This is what I was thinking the whole entire time. This bitch is constantly popping pills and doing partying. Drugs and partying. She's young. Why the fuck not? And she's hot. She's fucking hot. So she looks good.
You think that she was drugging Kaylee?
Oh, and hell leaving her yeah.
wherever?
I'm getting a little ahead of myself. That's my little theory, but I'm just saying. Zenaida, she keeps saying Zanny the nanny, Zanny the nanny. I'm thinking like you gave your kid some Zannies, and that's who nannying your kid.
So, okay, retrospect. Okay, I'm a grown adult. I'm mm-hmm. little, mm-hmm. but I'm 25. When I take one Xanax, not a Xan bar, a Xanax, a regular, let's say, 10 milligram Xanax,
mm-hmm.
my ass is asleep.
Yep.
By 8:30.
I don't know how you would give that to a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old at the time. Crush it up and
put in her applesauce, maybe?
I guess so. Oof.
She better put a...
I don't know.
Or melatonin.
Well, George had said a month or two before... Like, this whole incident happened, he had realized, or not realized, but he had noticed some changes in Kaylee, where when he would have her right after Casey, like, if she had to go to work, that was in air quotes,
oh, yeah.
when she had to go to work, her dad would mostly watch Kaylee because... Casey had a job, or whatnot, and I don't know what George was doing, honestly, so... Yeah, he would say that her eyes were super dark and she would sleep for like 14 hours. No 2-year-old sleeps that long. I don't care who the fuck you are. All the time.
14 hours.
12 to 14 hours all the time, he said.
We're lucky to get Avery, a 5-year-old, yes. to sleep for an hour.
Yep. Even if that kid is very comfortable in that home, that was Kaylee's home, you know. She had right. her own room. She was very comfortable
There's
there.
There's no way.
What kid is sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day? Like, still in the day. Like, she wasn't waking up till, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
2-year-olds probably go to bed at, like, let's say 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Let's even wake say 10.
Wake up at 6 a.m. and they're, like, bright and
early. I know. So, he was like, this was going on. He was just like, you know, maybe it's just because, I don't know, she's a kid. Every time he would kind of question wow. anything like that to Casey, I mean, she just kind of, like, blew brushed her fucking off. Shit and brushed wow. her. Yeah, she just, like, popped off. You know, she was like, why are you always accusing me? And it was reported by Casey's friend that Cindy said she was going to take Kaylee away from her because she was a bad mom. But, of course, Cindy recants everything that she's ever said. Right. Cindy's annoying.
Take a breath.
She is annoying.
Take a breath because I see your frustration.
She makes me so mad. Because I get... Maybe I don't because I don't have a kid. But if I did have a kid and I knew that kid did something very wrong with my grandkid, the last thing I want to do is protect her ass.
Yeah.
Or cover up.
You know, that makes me think of like, okay, JonBenet Ramsey. Mm-hmm. We don't know what happened to her. But a lot of signs point to her brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's different when it's your kid that did it to your other kid. I can understand in a sense. I mean, I can't understand it, but like I see their point of view for like covering up.
Process, yeah.
But when it's your child who did it to your grandchild who's a child.
Yeah.
And they're grown and they did it with intentions.
The only thing I could see is you already lost your grandchild.
You don't want
to
lose
your
child.
You're about to lose your child. You know, like, so maybe I can kind of sort of see what's going
their
on.
Their side of where they're going. But at the same time, morals, right and wrong. Like, you're taught this
way
early
on. Everybody's like that, though. So. Clearly, because we keep doing these podcasts. So.
We're not even deep in it.
Casey meets a guy named Tony. He's an aspiring DJ. Yeah, gnarly. He plays freaking DJ things every weekend. And so party life, you know, she's like super stoked about that. Well, June 15, 2008, there was a heated family argument. It doesn't really explain. Everywhere I look up, everybody says so much different shit. But this is what I can piece together from everybody's shit. Cindy got mad at Casey for going party and she wanted to take Kaylee away.
So
there's a lot of rumors, but like that's kind of the gist.
That's the root of it.
Yeah, the root of the issue. So that was June 15th, 2008. Casey's like, you know, fuck y'all, blah, blah, blah. I'm taking my kid and I'm going on a road trip. I'm going to hang out with some friends in another spot in Florida.
So she works at Universal in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she's like, I'm taking off. You know, like, fuck you guys. Well, that was the last time Georgia and Cindy seen their granddaughter. Because she shows up at her boyfriend's house and friend's house. And
did he hand it?
Well, yeah, because the boyfriend asked, okay, where's Kaylee? Because she used to bring... So her boyfriend had a roommate, too. He plays a part in this at the end. Like, he starts to testify and stuff. He said that Casey seemed like a great mom. Like, she would bring her over. It took 4 weeks before Casey brought Kaylee over because she wanted to be sure.
Before introducing,
I get it. But, like, how you gonna wait to introduce your kid to your boyfriend for 4 weeks, but then you kill your kid, but go off, sis. Anyways.
Go off, sis.
So, she shows up. He's like, where's your kid? And she's like, oh, with Zanny. The next few days, like, hey, where's your kid? Back with my mom and dad.
Has her boyfriend ever met Zanny either?
No. Nobody knows who Zanny is, girl.
What about
Nobody knows Zanny.
What about Tony?
Tony don't know Zanny.
His ex-girlfriend. He doesn't know his ex-girlfriend?
Oh, no. Not Tony. That Tony is her new boyfriend. Is an aspiring DJ. The guy that has the ex-girlfriend that apparently watches them, Zanny.
Okay.
Just worked with her at Universal. Just a friend.
So, nobody knows who he is?
No.
So, he could be made up as well?
She eventually says his name. I'm pretty sure I have it written down. And all these notes, but she eventually says a name. He gets pulled to the stand and testifies in another lie. But
Okay.
So.
Okay, so.
Boyfriend Zanny, don't know Zanny. Nobody knows Zanny.
As far as we know, nobody knows her.
Yeah, okay. Except for, but everybody's trusting this bitch that Zanny is taking care of her kid.
Yeah, Zanny is all right.
So when a few days later would go by and he would be like, hey, where's your kid now? You know, like, because he liked Kaylee.
So she's
like,
been he was just inquisitive with
him
this whole time?
Yeah, for like 31 days. So, oh, my mom and dad have Kaylee. But every time Cindy would call her, because Cindy, you know, was like, I'm sorry about our fight. How are you? You know, she would still keep in contact with her every day. So, every time Cindy would be like, let me talk to my grandkids, she would be like, oh, she's with Zanny.
So, nobody had contact.
Nobody knew where Kaylee was in these 31 days. So, now we're getting to the shit. Now we are getting to the shit, you guys. Okay. Man, it just... it's real sad.
Because you think about how bad we want babies.
Yeah, it's real sad.
And somebody who was just given a baby.
Just does stupid shit like this. Like, it's annoying.
I wish people... I don't really believe in a higher power. If you do, go off. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not at all religious in any form. I wish that they could zap them when they come out with their intentions and be like, you can't have a baby.
For sure.
They can have a baby. You can have a baby.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that would save so many things in life. I probably wouldn't be here, but, you know.
Ooh.
My mom had 2 tries already. Then she had me and was like, bag.
All right, guess I'll do it. So, Cindy and George loaned. They say loaned everywhere. So, loaned Casey the car. A long time ago, like when she was working, when she still works at Universal, should I say, when she's working, you know, and just to help out with the baby. Because, you know, they keep taking care of this shit bag. So.
And at the same time, that's still their kid.
Yeah, still their kid. They're like, you got my grandkid. Here's the car. They had another car. They wasn't hurting. So, during this time, at close to 31 days after June 16th, because the family argument was done the 15th. She left the 16th morning.
Okay.
Told everybody, peace out. I'm going on a work trip.
Okay.
So, she lied. She didn't go on no work trip. She went hang out with her boyfriend, like I told you. She drove the car to a check cashing place from a check. I am not sure that she was cashing. Because turns out that she didn't really have a job at Universal any either. We're going to get into that in the next few notes.
So she lied and said that she was going to cash her check from work.
No, she did. She left her boyfriend's house. This is close to 31 days after she left on June 16th. So it's a whole nother month. She drives a car to a check cashing place to cash a check. I don't know what check because the bitch didn't have a job, but she was cashing a check. She realized that the car was out of gas, like all the way out of gas, and
girl, she didn't come on.
Well, I don't know, girl. She didn't want to walk to a gas station and put gas in her car, and she didn't want to pay for it to get towed. So
she called Cindy.
No, she left it there. I'm not joking.
She left her car.
She left the car. Cindy and George. This case is so fucked up. Cindy and George were still thinking she was somewhere else, like hours away for a work trip. And she's just chilling.
Left her car.
First of all, who goes on a work trip for 31 days? Anyways. So, the pound where the car ended up, because the check cashing place is like, man, this car's been here for a few days. What's good? Let me call the tow company. So the tow company
Chili's
picks it up.
45 minutes.
Well, they pick it up, drop it off at the dump. The dump people, you know, run the tags and all that kind of shit, find some information in the car, call George and Cindy.
Whose name the car is on.
Yep, they're under their name. So they come and pick up the car and they're like, what the fuck? Apparently, Casey is lying and she's not hours away because the car's right here. It just showed up right here. So she's got to be around town. Like, where would she go?
So it's in the same city. It's nowhere.
So she's somewhere in the same city as them. And they don't, didn't know this whole entire time. So they bring the car home. Well, they paid to get it towed home instead of just driving it. That's weird. So they get it home. Then they open up the car, you know, like they see it's real messy in there. It's full of shit.
They're probably just going
to clean it. And so they're like, fine. I mean, fuck, I got my car. Maybe they'll have a clue to where this bitch is at. So they open up the car, pop in the trunk. Immediately, George said, it smelled like a dead body.
The call.
Yes. The 911 call. That's Cindy on the 911 call on the show.
It smells like a dead body in here.
Yeah. So, he says immediately, like, because he was a police officer. He knows. And Cindy fucking knows because she was a nurse, too.
I was in the funeral okay. home. That's a smell that you can spot.
It's anywhere. A distinct smell. So, there's a big bag of trash. Cindy and George said they ain't looking the bag. They just assumed it was trash and threw it away. And cleaned out the car. And she used a whole bottle of Febreze, she said, to try to make it smell good. And they left all the doors open because it was parked in their little personal garage with the door shut to let it air out.
You remember that time I left the trash in the back of my car?
Yes.
When I was driving it down the road?
Yep.
That didn't smell like a dead body.
Nope.
And you had
that was really nasty.
I left it there for like 2 days.
Smelled so bad.
That didn't smell like a dead body.
Yeah. So, the trash being in the car, it was there for a lot of days. And it was in the Florida heat is what the...
Girl, we live in Louisiana. Same heat.
Oh, God. This is what the lawyer was saying. It was in Florida and a hot Florida heat day. Heat day. Not hot day.
They better been heat some day. Crab legs and shrimp and crawfish in there.
I think, first of all, if I see a bag of trash and I see all this nasty shit in your car... Like, I don't know that's a bag of trash. I'm nosy. Why is not everybody else nosy?
I be going through it.
Me too. That's my kid. Shit. I'm going through your shit. You stole my car. Well, she ain't steal the car, but you dropped off my car, bitch, and then
best for the worst thing you could find is a dead body.
Yeah.
And it already smells like one, so let's go through it.
So let's go through it. Like, they could have some evidence on there or something. No, they just threw it away. They just threw it away. Didn't even look at it. Apparently, there was a box of pizza that had maggots in it because, you know, gross, whatever. They threw that away. They cleaned out the car. Bye. So, Cindy is like, I'm pissed. This bitch is close. I'm like real pissed that she did this to our car, George. So, Cindy calls.
George.
So, Cindy calls one of Casey's friends.
Oh, so she knows who they are? She knows about this?
She knows about one friend. That she can contact that actually kind of knows Casey. So, she's like, who's her boyfriend? Where does he live? She's like, it's Tony, the DJ.
My mom would be calling friends from 8th grade if she had to get in touch with me.
Yes! I would call anybody I had to. But she gets in contact, and the girl's like, he lives so-and-so. So, it wasn't even far. It was like 40 minutes away, I think. So Cindy goes up there and she knocks on the door and just kind of like busts in. But there's like a whole bunch of people in there and they're all just smoking weed and chilling and like doing other drugs. Yeah. I mean, it was like early in the morning. They was just waking and baking. You know, they was chilling. Others was doing other drugs, but some was just waking and baking. Yeah. So Cindy, obviously, Casey gets embarrassed immediately because her mom just busts in. Her mom's like, you did that to my car, and you been lying, blah, blah, blah. You said you was on a work trip. Where's my grandkid?
But at the same time, I could see Gail and Darla busting into her
house. Bro, listen. If I pulled this shit, my mama wasn't busting in nowhere because my ass would have got beat a long time ago before all of that.
That's why I moved out at 17.
Darla not playing no games when it comes to that shit.
Gail and Darla would have carpooled.
Casey real embarrassed because she's asking where the grandkid at. And her boyfriend's like, oh, I thought y'all had him. And she's like, no. And then Casey's like, no, Zanny's got her. And so her mom's like, let's go back home, blah, blah, blah. So they go back home. And she's like screaming at her.
Went with them?
Yeah. Well, it was said that Cindy drug Casey out the house.
Girl, I would have dragged her by
She drug her out the house. They went home. And Cindy was like, I'm calling the cops. Because I don't know where my grandkids at. I'm calling the cops. The car stank. What's going on? So she calls the cops and says, I need to report. I need somebody to come to my house and arrest somebody. And the 911 dispatcher is like, what's going on, ma'am? And she's like, I need you to come arrest my daughter, Casey Anthony, because she stole my car and left it so-and-so. I need you to come arrest her. She stole my car.
I love that your tone for Cindy and for the 911 is like a very small notch higher.
I'm trying to be a good storyteller, you know?
You're doing great, sweetie.
So, yeah. So she hangs up the phone and nothing happens.
911 never went there.
No, they didn't go there. They're like, this bitch is dumb. Like, but let's take our time. Well, they could have still been on their way, but, like, they was taking a long time. In this time period where Cindy already called the cops and is waiting on them, well, thinking that they coming anytime soon, she overhears Casey telling her brother that while she was at a park going to pick up Kaylee yesterday, or the day before, that Zanny was holding her really close and was like, you're not getting your kid back, and took off.
So, let me get this straight. Your daughter's been with Zanny for 30-some-odd days.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days later, you decide to tell us that she took her, kidnapped her pretty much, and you never contacted her.
Well, she said no. She was going to pick her up. And Zanita was like, no, you can't have her back. I want her.
That's fighting and takes words. Off. I would have tracked her down with the GPS.
I want you to take any child away from any mother that in cares. America, even a fucking crackhead, in front of people in a public setting, and tell me you're not going to chase that person back, or be like, hell no, or slap them. Or call 911 immediately. Hey, I'm staring at this woman. She's not giving my kid back.
I mean, Amber Alert, hello.
Anything. I mean, anything at all?
You're... So you have the recording of the 911 call.
Yeah, so when Cindy hears Casey tell her brother this, because Casey didn't know that Cindy was right there. When Cindy hears this, she calls 911 again.
Girl, they ain't even there yet.
I know. And she's like, I learned new info, and I told you my daughter has been missing. I just found her today, but I can't find my granddaughter. Something is seriously wrong. I found my daughter's car today, and it smells like there's been a damn dead body in the car. I'm gonna play you the clip. A dead body in the damn car. Whatever. So, there is a dead body in a car smell. Okay?
Okay.
This bitch tries to go back and say it was the pizza. But,
girl,
so she said that she was just so scared at the moment because she just found out her grandkid, you know, was taken, and Casey was scared. And so she says whatever she needs to say on the phone. This is what her backup statement was. She said whatever she needed to say on the phone to get the police there immediately.
Let me tell you a little story real fast. When I worked at the funeral home when I was interning or whatever the hell I was doing, they had this guy that came in and he pooped his pants after he died. Because mm-hmm. You know, whenever people die, their body...
Shit happens.
Literally. All your bodily fluids come out. We take your blood out. Yada, yada, yada. That is the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life.
Yep.
People that go in, like coroners and funeral directors, they put this white powder underneath their nose to like trap the smell so it doesn't get into their nose. That is an indescribable smell. So for them to think that it was pizza with maggots, honey, I've smelled pizza with maggots because I also worked at a park and mm-hmm. there was a lot of maggots involved. A
lot of nasty foods.
Does not compare. a shitty dead body, I'm sorry, condolences to the people, but a shitty dead body and a pizza with maggots do not smell anything the same.
Don't compare. I also thought so, but I honestly, like, I smelled a dead body, like, when we were in the funeral home, like, going in there a few times, but...
I mean, there's chemicals involved, too, but still...
I've never smelled, like, a decomposing dead body before, but apparently... What police officers and nurses and whoever else says is a very distinct smell. There's no mistake in a dead body between something else
and
ever.
And for George to be an ex-police officer, girl, we both can't say
it. I know.
Police officer, and to say that's what it smells like.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the decomposing liquid that comes out of your body, yeah. If that seeps into your car or whatever.
Which it did.
It's able to be distinguished. Mm-hmm. And you're able to cut out that piece of carpet or whatever the hell they had, leather. And you can test it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Pizza with maggots is pizza with maggots.
Yeah, so she recants it later on. But anyways, the police get there and they're like, holy shit, we got a missing kid on our hands.
A two-year-old.
Also, Casey, what the fuck? So they start questioning Casey. And
so
they're
this
like,
is 31 days after
yes.
the last time she was seen.
And so they're like, Casey, why didn't you report this sooner? Who is Zanny? Where does Zanny live? What's her full name? Where did you find her from? How long she's been watching your kid? Apparently, this was too many questions for Casey to answer. So she just starts flying off the handle and making random shit up. So she brings them to three different places.
You be my best friend. You're not my child. You're my best friend. If I know any place where you would be, I have their names on file. Mm-hmm. I have their phone numbers. I have their full names.
Mm-hmm.
You be my best friend and saying all that for your child. Wouldn't you have all that documented for somebody who takes care of your kid?
If you trusted Zanny so much, where the phone number at?
Period.
What? Can you just give me a phone number? A Facebook friend? Something?
Facebook, sis. MySpace was a thing then.
MySpace. Yeah, because she posted a whole lot of pictures during that 31 days, girl. Ain't none of them look like she was sad. So, I'm gonna talk about that later, too, because...
If my kid was missing, baby, I'm gonna have their social security numbers, too.
Yep. Abso-fucking-lutely. So, police come. They ask all these questions. Casey brings them to three different spots that she says... the first place she brought him to, Zanny lives here. This is where I dropped off Kaylee. Well, the officer looks into the window and guess what? There's no furniture in the apartment. There's nothing in the apartment. So they found the apartment manager. Manager said, nobody's lived here since March. Well, that doesn't agree with her little timeline, does it?
And this is in July at this point?
Yeah, that doesn't agree. So, don't like that. So she's like, they're like, oh, let me look at camera footage. They ain't never seen Casey roll up with Kaylee in that apartment building
ever. I mean,
we
didn't doubt that they would see.
Lie. Another lie. I don't even know what lie we're on at this point. We're like halfway-ish through, and we're on like, I don't know, 20th lie so far. Anyways, another red flag. So then she brings up to two other places that Zenaida could be lies. She just... sent them on a goose chase. So then I'm like, okay, you gave us her full name. Can you give us a description? I gotta read this. Because, bitch. Okay. Zanny was 25 years old.
Okay, my age.
5'7", 140 pounds, black hair, perfect teeth, from New York. She's a 10.
That's what she said.
That's what she said to the police officer.
She's a 10. So an Instagram model.
No. First of all, why are you describing this bitch as a 10 when she stole your kid? Because that's not how I'm going to describe my kidnapper, my child's kidnapper. I'm going to be like, she's a fucking cunt.
I would describe them down to her freckles at that point.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's a 10.
But the thing that she gives them is perfect teeth, brown hair, 140
and she's
pounds,
Mexican
25.
And black.
Okay, so that's basic. Basic things to go off of. There's uh-huh. no bone structure. There's no little freckles, no tattoos, no piercings, no hair. Like
nothing.
No length in the hair. Mm-hmm. Like the most basic thing you can give. That's like when somebody gets stopped and they're like, it's a black man with short hair.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Like, bitch, can you give me some more? But she's a 10. By the way, she's a 10. So, police are like, okay. So they do a little more investigating with the apartment. You know, they obviously don't arrest her right then and there.
Because they have no
excuse. They don't have evidence. Anything. Yeah. Right. I mean, at this point, they haven't even looked at the car, so.
Did they put out a missing child's report?
Yeah, so they put out the missing child's report. Where am I at? So, cops are digging around. She never showed up on the freaking camera at all. Never.
Why would you give out a random apartment?
Mm-hmm. So then the cops heard. Well, she told the cops that she worked. Because they were like, how do you know Zanny? She was like, well, my friend that I work with at Orlando. In Orlando, at Universal, whatever. He pays for his ex-girlfriend to watch his kid and my kid. And they're like, okay, great.
Who is he?
Who is he? And where's the... where? Can you give me your boss's name? Like, stuff like that, you know? And so the cops do a little digging. It's the next day now. Cops are done digging. Well, the cops find out that Casey hasn't worked there in 2 years. And actually...
What?
Yeah. So she's been lying about going to a job this whole time. I have no idea where she's been going. No idea what she's been doing with the baby. Probably feeding her Zannies.
So at this point, Kaylee is what, 2 or 3?
Yes. 2.
And she hasn't worked in 2 years.
Yes.
So
she got the job right out of high school. That was, right out of high school because she dropped out. But, like, right soon after.
So this whole time, Kaylee's been alive. She hasn't really been going to Zanny.
No. We have no idea what she's been doing with her. Nobody knows. Because Casey still says to this day, she was with Zanny. And I'm thinking, bitch, Zanny's. That's who she was with. Unless in your car.
Some random person gave her a different name, but I highly doubt that happened.
That's weird. That's weird.
And how are you... Okay, another thing. Being a parent, how are you going to give your kid to this random stranger? Like, your friend's ex-girlfriend. Like, you don't know her. Like, normally, people are like the grandparents or the aunt or, like, a really close friend or a daycare service.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. I don't know. So, the cops find out she ain't worked there for 2 years. She only actually worked there for 2 weeks, and she was not an event coordinator. She took people's pictures in the front.
2 weeks. And she went on this for 2 years.
Yes. So, the cops found out all this, but were like, ooh, sneaky, sneaky. Bitch has been lying. Let's not tell her. No, they really didn't say that, but, you know, in Amber terms, sneaky, sneaky, bitch. She only worked there for 2 weeks, and everybody thought it was 2 years.
She didn't even get a
check. Yeah, that's when I was talking about when she drove up to the cashier's, the checkout. I'm like, what check? She's magic. She got a job. But
I can't get over that.
So the cops are like, let's not tell her. Let's just, see what happens. So the next day they're like, all right, bring us to your job, you know, we're gonna meet some people, we're gonna meet this guy. So she walks in, she gets to the security guard, and she's like saying her name, and the guy's like, you are not on here, the paper, like, I can't find your name, you don't work here.
They didn't even finish her paperwork in 2 weeks.
I know, like, you don't work here, ma'am, I'm sorry. And so she's like, no, I do, and this is my boss's name, and this is his extension.
But he don't work there no more.
No. Oh. So the boss, apparently her boss from 2 years, don't work there no more. And so finally somebody lets her through. A general manager or something walks by and is just like, let her through. So the cops, she's walking, leading the two cops down all these hallways.
She probably don't even know waving where all the bathrooms are yet.
She's like, hey, these people are looking at her crazy. Like, who is this bitch? So finally she gets to a dead end. This is after like 20 or 30 minutes of walking down hallways with two police officers following her, waving to everybody. She finally turns around and smirks and says, I don't work here. I'm not kidding. I don't work here. So the cops are like, Yeah, we know. So we're going to have a conversation about that.
That's me going into Walmart.
No, let's go to the police department.
I worked there for a long time. Me going into Taco Bell, showing them where everything is.
Yeah. So the cops are like, yeah, girl, we know you lied. Strike number, I don't know, 1,000 in my eyes, but go off. Well, got some more explaining to do.
I can't.
So, yeah, she just turns around and is like, I don't work here, so.
I can't hold it together.
Sorry. So they bring her back and they arrest her. Well, they start questioning her first and they arrest her on child neglect charges.
Oh, baby.
When she was arrested on child neglect, that was on July 16th. Arrested on child neglect. So they told Sydney that they were going to do that. They told Cindy that they were going to do that. And she was like, whatever, if you could get more answers out of her in jail, do it. I just want to know where Kaylee is. I just want to know where my granddaughter is. I haven't seen her in a very long time. They've had her every day since birth.
You know, I feel like Casey is fully at fault for this, but so is Cindy.
Yeah, I absolutely think so, too. So, at this time, Cindy gets pulled in. The police are questioning her, and they're like, Cindy, you said the car smelled like a dead body. And she's like, no, absolutely not. It was a box of pizza that had maggots. That's what it was. I'm 100% sure. I was a nurse.
How did she know for sure if she threw the bag away?
I have no idea. Cindy. Why do I keep saying Sydney?
Is there somebody in your subconscious?
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, Cindy can't get it the fuck together. And I'm assuming that's where Casey gets it from. So she lying. She's like, no, it was maggots. It was pizza. It wasn't a dead body. Well, if you ask George was like, it was a dead body, sir. George still says it. Cindy and George don't get along on this situation.
Are they still married?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and they are still thriving as a couple, but do not talk about certain situations because they don't agree. Because George is like, fuck no, she killed my grandkid, fuck her. And Cindy is like, no, she would never, never. So, at this point, the car finally gets brought in. They look in the trunk, they see a fucking stain. Guess what it looks like? A decomposing stain. Surprise, surprise. They also find hair in there that couldn't be Casey's because it was longer than Casey's hair. And it couldn't be Sydney. It can't be Cindy's because it wasn't treated like bleach because Cindy had bleach. It only could have been Kaylee's. It was brown and it was about 7 inches, which was what Kaylee's hair was.
Another little thing in my brain. Decomposing stains normally go, depending on the heat, she was in a trunk and there was humidity and heat. It probably would have took about 3 to 4 days for it to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So there had to be a body sitting in that trunk for the decomposing stain.
The hair smell that they found had a decomposing ring on it.
So she was in from there the for root. A hot minute.
Yeah.
Well, decomposing starts immediately, but for it to have a stain like that, it had to be a couple of days.
Yep. A few days for sure. So they test that, then they take a slice off the carpet and they're like, testy, that's definitely from a dead body. Then they brought in a dog. Guess what? Dog says bark, it's a dead body.
these signs
Listen, it's so frustrating how much evidence I'm literally saying. It's pointing literally directly to
the O.J.
Casey.
Simpson case.
Yes.
The glove does not fit. Yes. Let's acquit.
Yes. It is so bad.
She's a bad mom. Let's acquit.
It's literally like the 13th red flag by now. But here go the cops again. So the cops look at her computer.
Oh my God.
And a month ago,
which is when she went missing.
A month before she went missing.
Okay, so 2 months ago.
Somebody, we may never know who, was researching chlorophyll. No, not chlorophyll. Chloroform. Okay. Chlorophyll plays a part into it. They was looking up chlorophyll. Yeah. So, Casey's mom was like, I was home that day. It was me. But I was typing in chlorophyll because my dogs were eating bamboo and getting sick. How? First of all, you know what chlorophyll is? Do you know?
No.
It is the stuff that makes plants green. In the most English terms I can say.
So it was makes eating a plant.
Plants green.
Chloroform is definitely a chemical.
Who else knows that besides a nerd? Okay? Not your average Joe knows what chlorophyll is.
I mean, if they ace science, yes.
Unless they're a planty person. Well, Cindy, huh? Nay, nay. She wasn't a plant person. She just had random bamboo in her bag. So why would you type in chlorophyll and not anything about your dog?
But another she thing said, with bamboo, it's not a normal plant. It's a tree.
Yeah, and it was in her backyard.
Right.
And our dogs was eating it and getting sick, apparently. So she Googled chlorophyll, but she remembers chloroform popping up and her clicking on it by accident.
Two completely different things. Yes. Two completely different spellings.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And also, why would you Google, is chlorophyll making my dog sick? No, a normal person would Google, why is my dog getting sick from eating bamboo?
Period.
Or does bamboo make dogs sick? Nobody types in chlorophyll because it only makes the plant green. It has nothing else to do with anything else.
Me Googling why my cat had a seizure.
Like, I just don't understand it.
She's coming up with excuses.
But Cindy said she... It was in fact. It was Cindy. Well, police did some digging. Guess what? Cindy was at work.
Ooh, they pulled the timestamps, yep, bitch.
They pulled the timestamps. Got her on camera.
At work.
At work. She's at work. She. No, it was me. It wasn't Cindy. So,
it was Casey. She should be charged with that.
Because George wasn't home. It was Casey.
George wouldn't be looking up chloroform either because he's
So they take that. That's more evidence. So cops actually find a lady named Zenaida Gonzalez. What's what I said? Fernandez?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they finally find this lady. She was like 40 minutes out of town away from where Casey and her parents lived.
What a normal
so
name.
They start questioning her. What's going on? You know this person? You babysit? She's like, I never met her before in my life. I don't even know who this is. And I don't babysit. I have 4 kids of my own. Like, no thanks. Well, all her stuff checks out. They check her work, all that. Everything checks out. They put her in a lineup. Casey don't recognize her. Casey don't know who she is. Never seen her before in her life.
She thought nobody had the name Zenaida.
I don't know. Well, apparently, Zenaida did go to those apartment complexes because Casey didn't have a friend in the apartment complexes where she said Zanny the nanny lived. And Zenaida did go fill out paperwork to live there, and maybe Casey seen that paperwork at some point.
And thought it was the perfect alibi.
And just used that name. I don't know. That's fucking weird, but go off. I don't know. But everything checks out that I can't call her Zanny because she's not Zanny. Zenaida does not know her, in fact, at all. Did has she, no
was,
connection
was
to
she
Casey.
Was she a 10? Was she a 10, though?
You know, I think all women are beautiful, so.
But the way that Casey described
no,
her.
No, she was not the way Casey described her at all. She was Spanish.
She was
that
a 10.
Was it.
She was a 10.
Yeah, that's all she had going for her, so. There was that. So, after she can't pick out Zanny, Zenaida, from the lineup, the cops are like, okay, great, another lie. Now, Casey, what's going on? Like, who is Zanny the nanny? Because
we gotta figure this shit out.
You don't even know who this person is. You know what's going on. She's in jail. Her mom and dad go visit her often, you know, like every day, trying to get information without pissing her off and stuff. So, at this time, this Texas search team this big Texas search team gets together, and about 4,200 people come together. Holy they're looking crap. Everywhere. I mean, they're using, they're in the water, they're on the land, they're scuba diving, they're like got dogs, they got four wheelers.
They're gonna find.
They went ham looking everywhere in these big ass places. Well, they're searching for about 4 weeks, find nothing. During these 4 weeks, George and Cindy visit their daughter. Well, on one of the last days, because everything's recorded and you can see this on the shows on Hulu, Cindy's like, somebody told me today that Kaylee was dead.
And they never had a body yet?
No, nobody had a body yet. And her reaction, Casey's reaction from the other side in jail was, surprise, surprise.
Like, oh my God.
That was her two words. It? Surprise, surprise. Like, with that, I mean, I know y'all can't see my face, but it's a dumb face because she was making a dumb face. Surprise, surprise. That was her answer to her mom saying, somebody told me they found Kaylee dead. Surprise, surprise. That is very inappropriate at the time, ma'am.
But it's your daughter you're talking about.
So like, what?
Guilty on my
part. And then, like, after that, so Cindy's talking to her, and she's like, what? What? Just like, what do you feel in your heart right now? Like, where is she? And Casey's like, I feel she's so close. She's so close. Well, the bitch wasn't lying. She was very awkwardly close to her house. She was actually, like, 2 miles down the road. So she was very close, but, yeah. So they made a bail, $500,000. Guess what? Mommy and daddy paid it. She got out. Ankle bracelet. She went back to the house and.
And nobody interviewed her again to see where the baby is. Yep.
And then, so in this meantime, this meter guy comes out and. Let me see. Less than a mile. I was wrong. I said 2 miles. Less than a mile away from their house. On December 11th, 2008, a utility worker noticed a human skull.
Over 6 months.
Called the police and was like, yo, pretty sure this is a human skull. Doing some work out here. Might want to check it out. Police didn't come.
What?
So, a little while later...
Oh, this whole team. They're fighting for this kid, but they won't come. Mm-hmm.
A little while later, that was December 11th. So the guy's like doing his business. He passes by again, notices the skull is still out there. So he calls the police like 3 different times before they actually go out there and see that it's a dead baby. That they see it's a dead baby. So on December 19th, police announced that it was in fact... Kaylee Anthony's bones. So now we have a homicide, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So at this point, Casey writes checks that didn't belong to her and gets arrested again while she's on house. Yeah, while she's on house arrest. Dumb bitch. So they find the baby less than a mile from the house, and she's wrapped in a Winnie the Pooh blanket. She's got duct tape on the bottom part of her jaw, like her mandible. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Mandible is attached to the skull, which is really weird because I know you know all about like decomposition and stuff, but like those two don't stay together.
No.
They always fall apart.
When you die, well, your jaw opens.
Duct tape, and so it was held together the whole entire time. So I think that plays a part in my theory about how Kaylee died, but... There's a whole bunch of theories. We'll get there.
Did she have skin left?
No. She was complete bones. Oh. Complete bones. There was, like, barely anything left to her. Like, they knew by, like, teeth and stuff, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy. So, she was wrapped up in a Winnie the Pooh blanket, and it was, like, in a white bag. Like a carry laundry bag type looking thing. It was in one of those bags. Just thrown. Like, not really meticulously. Yeah, just kind of thrown in the woods. Not buried. Nothing like that. So.
Wow.
George did not take it well. After this, media was going crazy. They was getting really bad phone calls every day, like life-threatening things.
I mean, I can understand.
George and Cindy is not on the same page. I mean, he is just like... Because she... Yeah, he's like, fucked up. I lost my grandkid. Like, I'm pretty sure my kid did this. Like, and Cindy's like, no way, it was our kid. And George is like, hell yeah, it was definitely our kid. And... So George drives to a hotel, gets drunk, takes a lot of pills, and tries to commit suicide. Writes a letter, and then the last part of the letter, he says, "Kaylee, here I come."
Aww.
That's fucking sad.
My heart.
So, because his wife noticed that he's been missing, like, quite a few hours, they find him at this hotel. I guess they use his credit card information, you know,
stupid.
I would assume.
I would have used cash.
But... they find him, and they're able to save him. And I mean, he took, like, 70 pills, and he was, like, very drunk. He drank as much beer as possible and took that after he wrote his little note. And, yeah, like, that's fucking sad that it really got to George that much.
That was his baby, though. Like, mm-hmm. He was there from the beginning of Kaylee.
Yeah.
Like, understanding how Cindy and Casey were, they didn't have that bond with people, and mm-hmm. he did. Like, that was his baby.
Yeah.
My heart.
I know.
Aww.
It's fucking sad.
And knowing
dude.
How Kaylee was found, like, that's so heartless.
Mm-hmm. He was, like, completely distraught.
Aww.
Like, for real.
He loved
so,
her.
And that was in January 2009. So, 2008 was when Kaylee was found dead.
So, it was, like, a
year. It was
year.
A year. Yeah, a year of just... craziness. Yeah, and then people were like ruthless, you know, like people was on their lawn all the time. They were calling, banging on the doors,
like
he
Peterson,
got into
yeah.
he got into so many like yard fights, and Cindy too, and like it was just wild. So it was too much for him. He tried to off himself. So this whole time Casey's still in jail, right? Not for anything other than her
fraud. Yeah.
And child neglect. Well, she got put on trial for murder. So she had to stay in jail because she was on trial.
Until the trial. Right.
So May 24, 2011, the trial begins. Cindy and George wasn't going to be allowed in there.
Why?
Because they were part of the situation.
They were like...
they didn't want them in there. But they
right.
said, because y'all are the grandparents... of the child, you can stay in the courtroom, but you cannot show any emotion at all, no matter what, or we'll kick you out. That's what the judge said. Like, you cannot...
And poor George.
You can't
like,
show
he's...
any of this emotion. Nothing. Like, no matter what anybody says, you can't get crazy, because we'll send you out. And
oh
so, Cindy and George kept their composure. A lot of people forget this because some stuff is said, and
know,
George
right?
doesn't do anything. He literally is just staring blank because he can't do anything. And a lot of people are like, oh, because that's true. And I don't think it's true at all. But anyways, I'm going to say what it is. But so, the trial's there. They let him in the courtroom. So... her lawyer is such a fucking scumbag. Like, I don't like him at all.
Casey's? Wasn't yeah. she sleeping with him?
Yeah. Because she couldn't afford it.
Mm, period.
So that was later on found out. That
oh,
she was
I remember when it came out.
Private detective. That was actually on her team. He came out with like a whole bunch of released information. Like secret information.
Too.
I don't know. It was crazy. So... Casey said that she lied so much during the whole entire investigation. She lied about everything because she was taught to lie at a very young age. She was 8 years old when her dad started molesting her. So if you watch the show, it is very wordy.
Honestly, I don't believe all that.
And, yeah,
I mean,
me neither. Not for a second.
Everybody,
not for a fucking second.
Everybody has their own way of dealing with it, but being a sexual assault...
First
victim,
of all, you a lying-ass bitch from the time you came out the cooch. I don't believe not a damn word you say at this point, Casey.
I mean, everybody has different ways of showing it. He could have, but I don't think that he did.
Listen, I don't know. A lot of detectives say he wasn't lying.
Okay, Maury.
So, I don't know. I fucking hate
her. She's coming up with excuses for her trauma mm-hmm. and the way she is.
Yeah, every time something gets too close to her, like, they were bringing up why she lied so much. Well, she didn't know why she lied so much because she's a fucking liar. So she just said she had to make up something. So right. she's, like, pretend crying. George is, like, sitting in the fucking stands, like, what the fuck? Listening
to her say that he molested
Bitch,
her.
Bitch, I will whoop my grown-ass kid in front of that whole car. Now, arrest me.
Kick me out. Yep. Now.
I would have whooped that bitch's ass. Oh my god, that pissed me off so bad. So, obviously, it was not true.
The people that went through that trauma.
Yeah. And don't
what
even.
What a disgrace to them.
Don't even put bitches down by like claiming something like that. What because, bitch, not all of us can keep up with our past trauma, okay? Not. We just can't be making up shit on a whim like that.
No.
Like, that's real fucking rude. So, prosecution's theory was Casey Anthony wanted a kid-free party life back. So, she chloroformed Kaylee, duct-taped her mouth shut, and just in case she woke up, I guess, so it, like, smother her, like, the most humane possible. Holy way. There's no humane way to kill
saying.
Your kid. But, like, that's what just kind of ran through my mind. So, it blocked all her airways, put Kaylee in the trunk, and then went about her life, and then threw her into the woods, you know, a few days later. Is what I think happened.
Didn't they say that she drowned?
Yes, that was another theory. So, defense team said that they believe Kaylee drowned at the house and George buried Kaylee like he did all their house animals.
George, the one person who tried to kill himself after he found out she was dead,
so,
buried her,
so
right?
So, not only is George sitting here and had to hear that his daughter just lied and said that he molested her, then they bring up him
burying his granddaughter.
And then they also bring up the suicide attempt. Poor George. Poor fucking, like, all in one day. Poor fucking guy.
No wonder why he...
Yeah. So, defense said that she drowned. Whatever. What's the evidence? Where's the evidence that she drowned?
There's no lungs to check her organs.
There's duct tape on her mouth.
Why would you duct tape a child that's already dead by drowning?
Well, I know when your body dies, that chloroform is a part of the process, but it's not as much chloroform as what they found in the trunk of the car, because it was a lot.
Like, it poured everywhere?
It was, like, a lot of chloroform evidence in the trunk. Like, overwhelmed.
Thinking about, like, a cap of bleach being poured somewhere, and you close that trunk over mm-hmm. the heat, it just expands. Chloroform, oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So George believed that Casey was giving her Xanax, aka Zanny the Nanny, to make the kid sleep and throw her wherever so she can go have darkness. So she can go have fun whenever, whatever time of the day for hours. And he thinks that she just overdosed Kaylee and then threw her into the woods because she realized that she gave her too much Xanax. Is what George's theory is.
Did they ever check and see if she had a prescription for Xanax?
No. Mm-mm. You know why? Because her boyfriend was a DJ and he sold drugs. So.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So Cindy thinks that she drowned and Casey got scared and didn't know what to do. And she didn't know any better.
Cindy thinks
that? Yep. She didn't know any better.
Oh, you taught your
child
a lot.
Also, they call Tony, they call a lot of people to the stand. You know, I'm skipping, like, a lot of people because their shit is garbage, honestly. So, and it, like, makes no sense to anything. But Tony Lazaro, that was her boyfriend at the time. And also, while she was in jail, her first call was to her parents, but it was to get Tony's phone number. Like, all she wanted to do was talk to Tony instead of talk about her kid.
Don't that remind me of a friend that's in jail?
Yeah. Yep, sure does. So police were listening in. They were like, we gotta find this Tony kid. So they go find the Tony kid, and that's how they get him on the stand. Because, well, Tony starts saying shit like, I thought the kid was with her mom. I thought the kid was with Zanny the Nanny. I didn't know. And they're like, so she, like, hasn't brought her over here for 31 days? And he's like, fuck no. She'll stay with me. I ain't never seen the kid. That means that on what day did I say she left?
June 16th.
Yeah. On that day, I think she killed Kaylee. And left her in the trunk, went hang out with her boyfriend, because there was buku pictures on MySpace of her partying. She was in the hottest girl contest. Like, she got a tattoo called Bella Vita, which means beautiful life.
Stop.
First of all, why are you doing that if your kid got kidnapped? Why? I mean, the lies just don't make sense to me at this point. So, Tony gets on the stand or whatever. He says, when she came, she never had the kid. She always said that she was with the grandparents or she was with Xander and Nanny. They was out partying every weekend, date nights. She was acting like nothing was wrong. They was asking him, like, was she sad any times? Was she randomly crying? Nope. She was fucking great. We were doing drugs and partying, bro. Is what he said on the stand. We were having a great time. Didn't have no idea about any of that.
Thinking about how distraught I was when my dog died.
Mm-hmm.
Or you.
Me. Ooh, I was distraught.
And
hearing... Over my dog.
And hearing about somebody's child that they birthed.
Yep.
Oh, I don't get it. It doesn't connect for me.
It's just like too many lies. Like, why? Like, I'm already telling the end before I get to the end, but, like, I'm just so mad. So, the trial was very messy. It was a shit show. Evidence was all over the place. I mean, all the evidence to me was pointing directly to Casey. I mean, come on. Like, she lied about everything. Who is Annie? We still don't know. Who's Annie the nanny? Who had the kid if the boyfriend said that she wasn't there while she was there?
For 31
And she
days.
Was saying that it was with the grandparents and with Annie, and then...
They don't know who Annie is.
Who's Annie? And the grandparents didn't have her. So, Where was Kaylee? Also, why would you lie about the girl? You can't even pick her out of a lineup. Also, what about the decomposing fucking stain in the trunk? Also, what about the hair?
What about the duct tape on her face?
What about the duct tape on her face? What about how when they found the body, they went into the Anthony home and realized that Kaylee's whole entire room was done in Winnie the Pooh theme? And also they found the matching laundry bag, because apparently they're bought in pairs. And the Anthony household only had one laundry bag. Remember I told you she was in the laundry bag? So the missing laundry bag was holding the dead body. And she was wrapped in a Winnie the Pooh blanket. Her whole room was Winnie the Pooh themed.
Oh, man.
Come on. Like, right?
How do they get...
And then you lie about working at Universal.
For 2 years when you worked for 2 weeks.
For 2 years you've been saying you worked there and you'd worked there for 2 weeks and you fucking took pictures of people. You wasn't even a fancy event coordinator. And who is this guy? Who is this guy that decided to babysit your kid to pay? Oh, they found that guy. Don't know his name at the moment. They found him. Mm-hmm. They put him on the witness stand and was like, do you know her? And he was like, I mean, kinda. You know how long he's been fired from Universal? 2 years. She knew him for like 3 days ish. And he said, I don't got no kid. And I don't got no ex-girlfriend named Zanny. And I wouldn't pay for somebody else's child care.
Like what we said.
I don't have a kid. So... She made up that. I mean, literally, she's making up every single thing. Why would she not be making up that she killed her own kid?
I want to know who the jury is.
Oh, girl. Because. Well, for a long time, they didn't release the names. But after a few years, they released everybody's name. All of them. And then the people was getting death threats and all kinds of crazy shit.
I mean, when like, you allow this to happen.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of the jurors, like... they're on, they have interviews, they say, like, listen, there wasn't a lot of evidence on either side. Defense didn't show me nothing. Prosecution didn't show me nothing.
Prosecution didn't show you anything. Prosecution didn't show you anything. Yep.
Not enough evidence to pull Casey to the crime scene. So that's what was said about that. So after 11 hours, that's not that long. 11 hours on this kind of case. No. 11 hours, the verdict comes back and it's not guilty on every account besides the fraud and the child neglect.
So every juror agreed.
Yes. Yep. And
they brought up all this evidence in the court.
Yep. And but she had to do a year because she lied to police. She had to do that for 2 years because she lied to police, because one police officer, one did it and the other one did it. Since she was already in jail at this time for like 3 or 4 years,
they let her
on
out.
Good behavior, they let her out because she was a perfect little inmate. They let her out. So she was convicted of 4 misdemeanor charges for lying to officers. So 1 year at this point, she had already served 3 years. She was immediately released on July 17th, 2011. So Zenaida, the real one, the real lady, decided to sue Casey Anthony for slandering her name, pretty much putting her in a fucking murder charge. Well, judge drops it. Boo. I know. Why? Why? She fucking deserved it. Like, why is everything working out in her? Like, did you sell your soul?
Had to.
What? I mean, like, there's no other excuse.
I mean, look at all the other cases where people are innocent and they're being...
Literally no explanation for all of this fuckery. So, then people do that. The Texas people that was trying to find the girl. Well, they was like, we used a lot of our resources and you killed your kid, so we want some of our money back. Couldn't pay her lawyers, so she filed bankruptcy. She moved in with one of the attorneys that was on her team.
Moved in with the attorney. Uh-huh.
One of the attorneys, yeah. And then her actual lawyer...
She must have some good-ass P-U-S-S-Y because, honey...
I know. And her lawyer, I mean, well, she gave him sex. And that later came out. That was just released, like... 2 or 3 years ago, was from that private investigator that helped her win the case, let out a whole bunch of papers, like, of what really went down.
Why?
And because one day she was like, I don't want to do that interview, and her lawyer was like, you got to, and she was like, I don't want to, and he was like, all right, I'll take care of it for you, but now you owe me 3 blowjobs. That was in paperwork that she had to sign, that she owed him 3 blowjobs. So she didn't have to do
that
interview.
Illegal? Isn't that like prostitution?
Yeah. Way? Yep. Yep, sure is.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So she's guilty and they can't go back on the trial because that would be double jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And right now, currently, as of some months ago. She is a... She is a private investigator for missing children in Florida, so she can help families find their children because she
understands how to get rid of them.
Yep. Yep. She's a private investigator for missing children.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah. She still completely maintains her innocence. A few people said that she admitted it to them.
Yeah, she can come out with it about now because you can't do double jeopardy.
So right now, today, Kaylee would be 16 years old.
Oh.
Yep. And I also watched George and Cindy's little interview, which is like 3 years old now, 2 years old. They're still making it work, but they, just like I said earlier, they don't really talk about certain situations because they both feel very different about what went down. Obviously, like, I don't know the whole rape thing, that's a sticky, sticky situation right there.
I would have left my
And
husband
also, Cindy
if I really
thinks did. That she drowned, and George is like, fuck no. Like, she had duct tape on her mouth,
if
dude.
If my husband was accused of molesting my child, we wouldn't still be together.
Okay, but I don't think George did it.
I don't think George did it.
That's my personal opinion.
But that's my point. Like, she must not think that he
But. They did, the lawyer did tell Cindy that they were gonna throw George under the bus and say that, but they couldn't explain it and get any further evidence because she didn't have a pap smear until she was pregnant, so 7 months.
I'm yep. sick. I. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was a long-ass fucking case.
So that was the
shit show
of Casey Anthony, the dimwit who killed her child and got away with it.
Yeah, super scummy. I hate her. Just kidding. I'm trying to get better with that. I actually don't hate her because I don't know her. But,
it's okay to say.
Listen, I don't know. You're not that cool if you kill your kid to me, so we can't be friends. I don't know.
Well, Casey Anthony, if you're listening, we're not your friend.
Fuck off.
You scum bucket. You're like a Lori Vallow in my eyes. Ugh. And she is a zombie herself. I've been looking really into that, and she said everybody in her family was a zombie, and that's why she killed them. So, okay, thank you. Love you guys.
Next case. Bye.
Bye.